CD 3.
You can't really do spells, said Cern. Can you? Course you can't, said Gulter. What's the stick?
Esk had left the staff leaning against the tree. Cern prodded it cautiously.
I don't want you to touch it, said Esk hurriedly. Please, it's mine.
Cern normally had all the sensitivity of a ball bearing, but his hand stopped in mid-prod, much to his surprise.
I didn't want to anyway,
he muttered to hide his confusion. It's only an old stick.
Is it true you can do spells? Asked Gulter. We heard Granny say you could. We listened at the door, added Cern.
You said I couldn't, said Esk airily.
Well, can you or can't you? Said Gulter, his face reddening.
Perhaps.
You can't.
Esk looked down at his face. She loved her brothers, when she reminded herself to, in a dutiful sort of way, although she generally remembered them as a collection of loud noises in trousers. But there was something awfully pig-like and unpleasant about the way Gulter was staring up at her, as though she had personally insulted him. She felt her body start to tingle, and the world suddenly became very sharp and clear.
I can, she said.
Gulter looked from her to the staff, and his eyes narrowed. He kicked it viciously.
Old stick!
He looked, she thought, exactly like a small, angry pig. Cern's screams brought Granny and his parents, first to the back door and then running down the cinder path. Esk was perched in the fork of the apple tree, an expression of dreamy contemplation on her face. Cern was hiding behind the tree, his face a mere rim around a red, tonsil-vibrating ball. Gulter was sitting rather bewildered in a pile of clothing that no longer fitted him, wrinkling his snout. Granny strode up to the tree until her hook nose was level with Esk's.
Turning people into pigs is not allowed, she hissed. Even brothers.
I didn't do it, it just happened. Anyway, you must admit it's a better shape for him, said Esk evenly.
What's going on? Said Smith. Where's Gulter? What's this pig doing here?
This pig, said Granny Weatherwax, is your son.
There was a sigh from Esk's mother as she collapsed gently backwards, but Smith was slightly less unprepared. He looked sharply from Gulter, who had managed to untangle himself from his clothing and was now rooting enthusiastically among the early windfalls, to his only daughter.
She did this?
Yes, or it was done through her,
said Granny, looking suspiciously at the staff.
Oh.
Smith looked at his fifth son. He had to admit that the shape suited him. He reached out without looking and fetched the screaming Cern a thump on the back of his head.
Can you turn him back again?
He asked. Granny spun around and glared the question at Esk, who shrugged.
He didn't believe I could do magic, she said calmly.
Yes, well, I think you've made the point, said Granny. And now will you turn him back, madam, this instant, do you hear?
Don't want to. He was rude.
I see.
Esk glared down defiantly. Granny glared up sternly. Their wills clanged like cymbals, and the air between them thickened. But Granny had spent a lifetime bending recalcitrant creatures to her bidding, and while Esk was a surprisingly strong opponent, it was obvious that she would give in before the end of the paragraph.
Oh, all right, she whined. I don't know why anyone would bother turning him into a pig when he was doing such a good job of it all by himself.
She didn't know where the magic had come from, but she mentally faced that way and made a suggestion. Gulter reappeared, naked and with an apple in his mouth.
What's happening?
He said. Granny spun around on Smith.
Now will you believe me? She snapped. Do you really think she's supposed to settle down here and forget all about magic? Can you imagine her poor husband if she marries?